What would you do? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are chaotic but cathartic co-host. I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
Yeah.
What?
You're E?
I was just saying, yo, I'm Sharon.
This one's an interesting podcast. We decided that we're going to do hypothetical questions where we just ask a bunch of scenarios and then we're like, what are we going to do? So what are you going to do?
It's Vicky's favorite.
I love hypotheticals.
All right, starting off strong. If you are in a relationship, but your two close girlfriends want to go to a speed dating bar, would you ask your boyfriend for permission, let it go, ask for forgiveness, lie? What would you do?
To be transparent, this isn't actually hypothetical because we experienced it. There was one time where I thought Jam had asked to go to a speed dating. So then with the person that I was with, I asked. So that's what I would do. I would ask for permission because I would be a little upset if he said no.
I would probably just not go because knowing my two close girlfriends, aka you guys, I don't think you need to go to a speed dating bar with two of your cuffed girlfriends. You would either go by yourself with other single friends or scout boys elsewhere.
That's true.
I would go.
Would you ask him or would you tell him?
I think it'll be, hey, I'm planning to go to this thing with Vicky and Sharon. And I'm sure, you know, if he doesn't want me to go, then he'll bring it up like, oh, I don't want you to go. And then I'll ask, oh, why? And then if the reasoning is strong enough, then I'm like, okay, I won't go then.
Okay, on the flip side, what if your boyfriend asked you the same thing?
I would be fine with it because I feel like I view it as a trust thing because I feel like, oh, you're going with your friend. That's like letting your guy go to the strip club with his friends.
Why do you need to go to a dating bar?
Well, his friends want to.
Yeah, I'm just going for support.
Right, but then you're going to a dating bar knowing that the girls that you're meeting are looking to potentially date you. So unless you go there and you're kind of wasting people's time, like, oh, hey, I'm just here to support my friend, but yeah, because I have to talk to all of you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I just view like speed dating bars as like a fun time. I think it's very rare for someone to take, you know, that first date elsewhere almost. Like if you meet at speed dating and you really hit it off, then go for it. Most of the time it's just like meeting people and talking. Like I don't think it's that serious. So then I'm just like, yeah, go have fun. Because like if he's going to find someone better and he wants to go off with her, then go off. Like we're done.
I think I just see it as a social interaction.
You stutter.
I think it's just a very mutual respect thing.
Damn, she's saying we got no respect.
I'm starting to realize that you have a very interesting view of like respecting each other. And it's very, we are very different in that sense. Because like when you say that, oh, I don't like it because I think it's a respect thing. I'm like, no. I think it's respectful that we're talking about it. I'm respecting you by asking you and asking if it's okay. If you say no, we'll talk about it. Like, that's how I view it.
I feel like when it comes to relationships,
I don't know, Sharon.
I also say Sharon is a little bit more conservative or traditional. I think maybe that's where also the hopeless romantic, like more of a traditional kind of relationship kind of point of view. Mm-hmm. For me, I think I'm very influenced by my mom and my sister-in-law because they're very like, they have a lot of trust in their significant other. So they're like, if they want to do it, sure.
Knowing you though.
No, that's why I said boyfriend. I feel like if it's a boyfriend, that's where the confidence comes in. Like, I feel like if I was in a relationship with them, I, in the ideal situation, like I feel confident. Sorry.
I saw the irritation flash across Jamila's face, even though Sharon was just sneezing.
Oh, I think in an ideal kind of healthy relationship to me is that I'm confident in myself. And that confidence usually translates to my jealousy.
Right, but I'm arguing that it's not about the confidence, it's about the respect thing.
But why is it a respect thing to not go to these things?
Just like, why are you entertaining?
He's not entertaining the idea.
No.
He's entertaining the idea of supporting his friend.
If you're exclusively, or you're going to an exclusively speed dating event, it's not even about him doing it for his friends. It's also like you're also just wasting other girls' time.
Because I can see like a scenario like I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't put you guys in that situation. But I feel like there are situations out there where it's like best friends and they're like, oh, I would really want you to be there to support me and like have fun with me. And I know that it's not okay. And like, or not that it's not okay, but it might be weird. But it's just like they feel more comfortable with their best friend there. It just so happened that the best friend's taken.
I think I'm just thinking, like, because in this situation, it's you want us both who are in relationships to go with you. That's also, like, on you. Why are you asking your cuffed friends?
Because you guys are my best friends, and I feel more comfortable that you guys are there to, like, be with me. Because, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable rizzing up a man in front of anybody. It would be you two where I'm, like, most comfortable because I know you guys are supporting me and things like that. So then, like, I would want you guys there with me.
Maybe I'll be like, can I sign up for it? So we could both go together.
Oh, or like bring the boyfriend and girlfriend, like, there.
We'll go together. Do the speed dating. Like, if me and my boyfriend will go together. That could be our date.
Sure.
Next hypothetical question. What if your boyfriend or significant other does not get along with your parents?
What does that mean? Like your parents don't like him?
Yeah, your parents don't like him.
He doesn't like your parents.
Yeah.
Let's answer both. I've never been asked that. Like, what if your partner doesn't like your parents? Oh my God. This is going to sound so shitty, but I think it's because Asian parents and I are very different. The older I get, the less I care.
Oh, she's like, I think it's also because my parents aren't super, super traditional. And I feel like me and my parents' point of views on a lot of things are very similar because I think I'm very Asian, or I still have a little bit more of that Asian mindset compared to you. And I think I've always just, my mom straight up told me, for you to be with a guy, like, you have to be parents, it has to be parents approved. If they're, like, not parents approved, you can't be with them. So I feel like I always had that mindset in me.
I never knew that.
So I don't think I could be with someone for a long term if my parents don't approve.
But what would they not approve of? Because the only reason why they would disapprove is maybe if he didn't have a stable job or it, like, financially, logistically didn't make sense. But if he kind of checked all their standards of, like, good job, good morals, whatever, whatever, I don't think they would not approve.
Your parents don't care about the, like, non-Korean thing?
I mean, they would prefer me to be with a Korean, but, like, I don't think they're going to be like, we don't really like him because
that reason.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. And if that's the case, then I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think same. It's not like my parents don't have, like, super, super high standards, but for most part, it's just that they could see I could have a future with this person. And what they mean by that is that they could take care of me in the future. I won't be perhaps, like, cheated on, or I'm not going into a bad relationship. So, like, financially stable, good job, like, good person, no criminal record. They don't beat me.
Their minimums out here.
You know, so it's kind of like that, but... But I think one of the biggest ones is they always had a really big preference for me to date a Chinese person. Just because they want to communicate with them just like the way that they communicate with my sister-in-law, because they both speak Mandarin. So they're just like, it's easier to get closer and just culturally more similar. So it's just easier to align on that. And that's something I agree with. Like, I've always said that I also want to date a Chinese person because I've dated, like, other ethnicities. And I just feel like I don't have as strong of a connection with them versus dating a guy who's way more, like, Chinese or as Chinese as me.
So then it would be a big flag if your parents didn't approve the person.
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like because I've been so trained to be like, I would never bring a guy home to meet my parents unless I know it's serious and I know what kind of person my parents would approve of. So I feel like I would never get into that situation where they don't approve the guy.
Let me rephrase me talking about my parents, because they're honestly not that strict. I made them sound like they're really strict. They honestly don't really care who I bring home as long as I'm happy at the end of the day. But they'll definitely make comments about things that, like, is unnecessary. So then I'm just like, ugh, like, I'm not going to let your views on life and how you view people kind of, like, flag how I view my boyfriend almost. But it's, like, really minor things. Like, I remember one time my mom was like, he's kind of short, isn't he? And I'm like, damn, okay. We all know who that's about.
Short king.
I think anybody would say that, though.
Yeah. But it's just, like, it's so unnecessary because it's like, mom, it makes me happy. Like, let me be.
I was going to say I would be curious to know actually what my mom thinks, though, because I feel like as a mom, she'll be able to read the room and predetermine what kind of guy he is. And I'd be curious to know what she thinks about him as a person rather than is he a good fit for her. But anything about, like, stupid details or, like, minor details, I wouldn't care.
Quick follow-up, because for me, my mom wants me to bring the guy home because they think that, like, they're a lot more experienced, they've seen a lot more people, which I agree. I, like, do really trust their judgment on people, and I feel like my mom knows me pretty well to a certain extent, which is why I would feel comfortable listening to her advice about a certain guy. Do you guys think that your moms know you well enough?
No, like 70% maybe.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent. Like, I would still trust her judgment on certain things, but I don't like when they play the I'm more experienced card, because if anything, I feel like I have more experience in life at this rate. So, like, they know me, but certain things I'll take for a grain of salt. I think when they do a overall judgment of a person, I'll trust. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty things, like, oh my god, he didn't do this, so he's like this, I wouldn't be like, that defines him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like I would, if for my parents to point it out, it must mean something. So I would take a lot of consideration into what they say.
It was the latter part of whoever asked the question of what if you don't like their parents, or what if your partner doesn't like your parents? I've never thought about that. But I feel like I would be upset if I didn't like my partner's parents.
I feel like it would be hard not to like my parents, not because they're such likable people, but because they don't show their like true personality. Though, unless they get like closer to you, like my sister-in-law, my mom is pretty close and they vibe. But my dad's always been a more reserved person.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a very weird, uncomfortable situation for me to navigate if I didn't like his parents for whatever reason. Like in any situation, I feel like I would be just like, what does that mean, right? Because
that's their offspring that you're thinking.
No, not even that, but it's like, is it a big deal or not? Because I know that, yes, family is important, but I'm not like living with them, or I'm not seeing them on a date, or rarely, if at all. So how much does it matter? But I feel like it would be like, what does that mean?
You know, that's really common where mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws don't get along, because especially obviously we're dating men, so like because it's their son, they're so protective over their son that they automatically discount the daughter-in-law. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you're not good enough, or like, I don't like you, so they treat you weirdly. And I think it's also very different because Asian parents, I think most are really good at like, they are only that harsh to their children because it's their offspring, but then with other people, they're more lighthearted about things.
For sure.
Because they're like, oh, not my kid. I didn't raise them. I don't need to set those expectations for them. So they're probably kinder to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, next question. So let's say that you're dating one man and that's all you've been dating for the rest, for
it
your whole
like
life.
Sounds like polygamy.
What? No. Okay.
Like, this is the first man you're dating.
And only man that you're dating in your life, right?
This is the first man you've ever been with and the only man you've ever been with.
Okay, so let's imagine that you're in this relationship. That's your first relationship and only relationship that you have had so far. Do you think you would naturally be curious about what's out there? Or would you be like, oh, I'm in a long committed relationship. I love this man. That's it.
I would be curious as fuck.
I think it depends, because let's say you've been single your entire life. So let's say up until my grown age right now, 24, that I've never been in a relationship, but I had things with people. But then once I get into a committed relationship, then I think I'm okay with being with this person for life, because I've already had my fair share of dating around and meeting new people. Versus let's say if I was in high school or college and I don't have that much experience, I still think naturally I'll be curious about others because I haven't had that experience.
I think if, let's just say, I was with a guy since high school and the relationship were to continue, I'm okay with that. But also knowing myself, I get bored easily, or I feel like it's a little harder for me to like a guy or stay with a guy if I don't have any kind of like feelings or just kind of like cruising along, which will make it hard for me to be with that one person only for my entire life. But I'm not like shutting off the idea of it. It's just like, if I'm with this person and we grow together and we're growing in both the directions that is like working well, right? Then why am I trying to seek for something else when this is good? I don't think I get curious, because I'm very focused on myself. Like, oh, this is good already. Why am I curious about some? It's like potential.
Yeah, this other thing. I see what you mean. Like, why create a worry when there's no worry there? Yeah.
Why am I curious about a potential versus this is a very solid relationship that I have?
I feel like I wouldn't be curious in the mindset of wanting to execute action to cure it. It would be more so I'm asking so many questions about things. Like, oh my god, you went on multiple dates. How did that go? Like, I never got to do that. I would always ask. But if I was in a relationship where I saw forever and he is the one, I don't think I'd be like, let's break up so I could try something else. You know,
it's not let's break up and try something else. It's like, this is my first everything. What if I just don't know?
I feel like it's because it comes down to personality. Like, you always wonder the what ifs, or like, this could happen, or like, there's things that could work out in like a million different ways. Like, I feel like you've always been that type of person, versus maybe, at least for me, I've never been that type of person. I'm just very focused on like this one thing.
I think I could see myself being both. Because I can't imagine myself, I can't imagine looking at a person and be like, you're my forever. So like it's so hard for me to be like, oh, maybe I will not get curious. I think I would be like a little spooked at like, oh my god, you're my first everything, like I've never tried anything. But I don't know if I'll actually take the step to explore it. Like I would definitely question it, and I'd probably bring it up to my boyfriend and be like, do you get scared? I'm scared. Why aren't you scared? And like ask those questions, but I never do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't think like the curiosity would kick in for me.
Next hypothetical question, would you settle?
Honestly, now that I'm approaching 26, I would. Wait, hold on. What were you defined by settling? Like, what is it that the benchmark for settling is? Like, you know that you don't have feelings for this person, or
like he's good to you. He like checks all the boxes, but like chemistry isn't there, or it's not like how you imagined love to be.
Yeah, maybe not like it isn't there at all, because I feel like that's definitely settling, mm-hmm. but maybe just more so it's good. We're happy, but I'm not like, this isn't what I imagined life with someone forever to be like. But because he checks all the boxes and you're at an age where, you know, you're expected to be with somebody, and
I feel like I would, but at the same time I'm curious to how my boredness would kick in. Just because, you know, in the past when I'm like, I have so much time, if the moment I like don't like the person anymore, or I just don't see a compatibility, it just gets shut off, and I'm like, dude, I can't do this anymore. I can't.
That's true. Jam is a very like yes or no girl.
But would you rather be completely single and like continuously get older versus having someone as a companion?
I want someone as a companion.
Jam, I think you could delulu your way into a relationship. Like you could be like, I'm okay, but then you'd convince yourself like, I'm so happy, like this is it for me, even though like,
no, I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think I could fully convince myself, but it's more looking for the good.
Yeah, like you wouldn't be like, I should leave. You wouldn't consider it settling.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't consider settling.
What was the question?
Would you settle?
Oh no, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
I don't think Biggie would settle.
Yeah, I'd much rather be single. I feel like it's because I have so many things to worry about, so many things to think about, so many things to like be anxious about, that like, why would I be in a relationship that gives me more anxiety? Like if I had to like be like, oh my god, I don't think he's doing enough. Oh my god, like I'm not having fun. Oh my god, I'm so sad. Girl, I got enough reasons to be sad. I don't need another one.
But that's saying that you're partner is an inconvenience.
I know, but I think the idea of wanting more will consistently sit in my head.
I think it's also because Vicky is very okay with being by herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't need a companion. Like, if she could live life by herself, she could totally do it. So this is why she would never settle, because she doesn't feel the need for a companion.
Yeah.
Okay, disregard the fact that I'm in a relationship, right? Like, that has nothing to do with it. I just feel like naturally, the older I get, my brain just is becoming different, like older, where I know right now it doesn't matter to me that I'm in a relationship or not. But in the future, when I'm 30s, 40s, and people be having kids or people are married, and if knowing me, and even now in my 20s, comparing like, oh, I feel like I'm behind everybody when it comes to professional or like society standards. In the future, I'm sure I would think the same of like, well, everyone else is married, everyone else is blah, 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 but like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. So then with that, as expectations change as you're older, I can see myself not settling for a man who I don't have feelings for. Yeah, or like, yeah, obviously not that regard, but like, if we're compatible, if both of us are happy and blah, 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 then why are you trying to find something that you may never, like, yeah, if you already potentially have it? So like,
same boat.
Now that you say it like that, I feel like the only way I would be in a settled relationship is if we both acknowledge that we're settling. I think the other person also has to be on the same page. Because I would hate to be in a relationship where I know they like are way in it more than me. But also, I don't know. I feel like the idea of it seems so strange to like be in something that I don't care for unless we both know it. Maybe it's the idea that they don't know that would hurt me too, because I'm just like, oh, nobody deserves to feel like I'm consistently looking for something more because you're not being enough. So that if we're both like, oh, we're happy and like we could, but then in our heads there's something more, I would acknowledge it and be like, well, one day I hope you find it, but for now, if we like both are happy and like, I don't know, financially we work well for each other and stuff like that, and it makes our lives easier, I'll gladly be this person. But we both have to be like, once we find someone else who's more, we'll leave.
Damn. You know, I feel like up until recently, I was like, I would not settle just because I felt like my personality isn't the settling type. But you know what really changed my mindset? My mom.
Why?
Because we were just talking and my mom was just like, when you find a guy that you might not have the most feelings for, but he can take care of you financially, like you can live the life you want, go for it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I think it's like the age factor.
Yeah, because I feel like I fear dying alone sometimes. Like the idea, I think that's the like same mindset. As we get older, we start seeing like friends get settled down and like they're more about their partners and friends, which like I think it's very fair when you care more about your partners and stuff. And so like when people's priority shifts, you feel left alone.
Yeah, I don't have a fear of dying alone. I just have a fear of being alone. Like right now, you know, I'm just like, I'm busy with work, so I could do all these things without, or just I have to be independent. But I'm just thinking if, you know, when work isn't as busy one day, I have like more time and stuff. I like go grocery shopping by myself. I do everything by myself.
I also feel like we haven't been by ourselves long enough. No, like not in the terms of like being single, because you have, but like... What do you want from me? What's your answer?
Just stop pointing out the fact that I'm single.
No, but it's just like right now we're still young, so we have friends to go out with. You know, we're not at that point where everyone has their own family. But I think when you get to that age and you're still single, you'll be so used to it that it might not even seem...
No, I think it's gonna get worse.
Oh, I think I'll get used to it. Like the idea of doing everything by myself, and the only time I'll like be like, oh fuck, like I should have someone, is if I can't do something. Like, oh, if I can't, I don't know, have less tax because I'm not married. Like things like that, that like actively reminds me that I'm not in a relationship, then I'd be like, oh fuck, I don't like have anybody. But most of the time I feel like you get used to grocery shopping by yourself, or like coming home to an empty house, like things like that. Like you get used to it and you just form a routine around it.
Damn, what are we talking about? Like we 30 something. We're just in our 20s.
I told you I've been mentally preparing myself that I'm 26 already.
That's not that old though, dude.
It just, your 20s are just weird, okay?
Yeah, very it's weird. So weird.
I'm sure we'll say the same when we're 30s.
Like 21, my biggest worry was, can I go out 4 nights in a row? Can I rally for the next event? Right now it's just like, am I gonna be alone? Like I just want a companion. Like
people, I've been hearing a lot of people say they thrive in their 30s and 20s was their worst. So I'm just holding that up to that standard.
All right, me too.
What if your girlfriend told you she likes your boyfriend? Wait, what? Let's keep that in because our reaction. But the next actual question is, what if your one of your girlfriends, actually it doesn't even have to be a bestie, just a girlfriend that you know, uh-huh, tells you that she likes your current boyfriend?
She's a dumb bitch.
Wait, what if it was liked both?
I think you have to be dumb to tell me right now that you like, yes, my current boyfriend. I agree. But let's just say, actually, even like, why didn't you tell me that?
What if you found out?
Would you like, rather she tell you or you found out?
I think telling you is like, you're stupid, but like finding out is more like, whoa.
I think time and place for me. Like if we're having a really deep talk and then we're in our feels and she's like, oh, like...
What if we're having a deep talk? I'm like, Vicky, I like your current boyfriend.
I would be very careful with my words. I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be like, you dumb bitch. I'd be like, should we stop hanging around you? Like, do you want distance? Like, why do you like him? I would shit on my boyfriend so you'd lose feelings.
Dude, I just like, if you guys told me, I'll just sit there in shock. Like,
for us, especially because our types are so different.
Yeah, it would never happen.
But no, but if the day that it comes, I'd be like,
Okay, maybe not your best girlfriend, but your boyfriend has friends and he hangs out with a large social group, whatever. And because of those frequent social groups, some girl that you know, you find out through the grapevine that she has feelings.
Well, it better stay one-sided.
Yeah, I feel like if it's not even mutuals, but like we're not that close, I wouldn't be that surprised. I'm dating a 10 out of 10, of course, like him. But if it was like close homies, like you guys, those people in my life who probably has spent time with us and it's like my friends, I would be like, maybe we don't hang around you anymore.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the situation. Like, is this person telling you, oh, I like this guy, or I like your boyfriend, as just like, it's just a little crush, or I like your boyfriend, I have the intention of stealing your boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm like, you gotta figure that one out. Like, why are you telling me?
Yeah.
I have a follow-up question, hypothetical question to that then. Hypothetically, you have a boyfriend.
chemical.
You have a boyfriend. You were with him for a couple years, whatever. You guys break up. Find out that he's dating someone he either liked in the past or there was history some way. Maybe they never did anything physically, but there was feelings at one point, or maybe there was physical history. Hypothetically, in that situation, when you find out, how would you feel?
He like hooked up or he's dating?
He's dating them.
I would just be really, really hurt.
I would be pissed.
I feel like I don't know. Maybe I'll be pissed when I first find out, but I feel like I'll be like way more hurt during my entire process.
Oh, I'd be fucking livid. I remember first year, the guy that I dated, this girl was never a problem, but like it was like pretty fresh after our breakup. And apparently I heard through the grapevine that like they danced together at a rave and I was pissed. And like I broke up with him. I was like, what the fuck? We were all friends together. We've hung out before. And like, that's fucking weird. Like, did you consider him a potential while we were dating? Like, that's kind of weird.
I guess it depends. Like, if the situation was afterwards, they were like hooking up or they were doing more of these kind of like activities, I think I'd be more pissed. But if he actually ended up dating her for a long term, I think I'll be more hurt.
I feel like I also have to account for if we ever talked about it. Because like, if we've never talked about it and it happened, I don't think I would be as upset as I would if we talked about it. Because I have had it happen where we've talked about a girl and then we broke up and then he went back to her. And I was like, come the fuck again? So the opportunity was never gone. That's why I have so much anger issue. I've just been done dirty my whole life. And I do stupid shit to myself.
I mean, it's never happened to me. But I think for most part, I usually feel hurt more than I do feel pissed.
I think it's very rare for me to feel hurt first. I feel anger right immediately. Like, it takes me time to process that I've been hurt, and by the time I process it, I'm already over it. That's why most of the time I don't cry after my breakups, because like either one, I'm already over it, or like I'm processing it slow. By the time it comes to me, I'm like, well, too late. But I get mad real quick.
I guess it depends on the person. If I don't care as much about you, I think, actually, I don't know. I could be both. It's very scenarios by scenario.
Okay, so those were some of the hypothetical questions that we came up on our own, which not bad, I feel like. But then we also wanted more, so we kind of ChatGPT'd it. So I don't know how good these will be, but these are some of them.
If there was a compatibility test that is scientifically accurate, would you want to take it?
It like predicts the actual success of your relationship. So going into any relationships, or if you have one currently, would you take it?
Well, divorce lawyers will go out of business. Yeah.
Well, would you see, is it accounting for the changes that you go through as a person?
Yeah.
I would take it.
Oh! I wouldn't.
I want to know.
Yeah, I'm like, it eliminates the vetting process. I just get straight to the point.
Because I don't think it's taking away anything. Like, I think we'll still fight. I think we'll still have our differences. But it's just whether at the end of the day we stay together. Because I think my hardest problem in relationships is, what is my hardest problem?
A lot. Is that why I can't think of one?
No, but one of the hardest thing is like, do I continue to work on it? Are we not working on it hard enough, or is it the end? Because like, I think a lot of relationships, like, I don't date shitty men, if I'm being honest. Like, they're good people to a certain extent, just like whether they're a good boyfriend or like they're making the right decisions or we're compatible and stuff. So then at the end of the day, I always have to ask, like, did I communicate enough? Did we work on this enough? Or is it I'm working too hard for this and it needs to end? And so if there was a test that tells me, oh, you guys are really compatible, I think it will make it easier for me to fight for it. Because I'm not a fighter for a relationship.
I just like to be efficient.
One less problem.
Yeah.
You wouldn't? Why?
I think it violates the nature of the universe. No, I'm a very like, things happen in your life for a reason. And even if things don't work out, you were meant to experience them to help shape you into a person. So I feel like something like this, it just violates the nature of the universe. Yeah. So like, no, I'd much rather figure it out on my own. Hypothetically, what if one of us died?
Oh my God. I thought about that sometimes.
No, earlier I forgot what you were saying. I was looking at you. I was like, if you died, would I cry? And that kind of broke me a little bit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm so unfamiliar with the concept of losing someone or grief, because luckily enough, I haven't experienced much of it. So I feel like the idea of losing a close friend, I don't know if I would cry. Like, I think I would just not know how to handle it.
I'll cry. I'll be able to process it, but I'll like cry. for sure. Like, I won't be in shock. Actually, I'll be in shock because it's so young. But at the same time, like, I won't be in shock where, like, I don't cry, where I can't emote. Hypothetically, would you ever become a stepmom? I, like, thought about this the other day because I was just thinking, I don't want to have kids on my own, right? But let's just say I meet a guy that's older because I want to date an older guy, but they already have a kid or they had a relationship in the past. I'm like, honestly, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that.
If anything, I'll be more okay. I don't have to have half the kid.
How old is the child?
It could be young. It could be teen.
I think that's just a factor of, like, do you get along well with them? And, you know, it's the same concept as, like, does his parents like you? Do you like his parents? It's, like, same thing. You need a compatibility.
Yeah, I feel like I need them to know that I'm not their mom.
But what if their mom's not in their life? Would you step into that mom's role?
I wouldn't mind, but I think I need them to know that I'm not their biological mother and I'm a stepmom. I would not take over someone's mother figure. Like, or not mother, like that role to them. I think I would have to establish with my partner that, like, you have to tell them at one point when they're old enough to understand that I'm not their mom, that I'm a stepmom. And I will still love and care for them, but I'm not their mom.
But doesn't it also depend on age? Because what if they're like two?
Yeah.
I think when they get older, I would tell them. It's like adopting someone. I think that's something that they deserve to know. And it's just like, I still love you. And like, there's certain lines that I still wouldn't cross because I'm not your mom. I think I would always be like, your dad is making final decision. Your dad is da 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 da. But I'm just a second authority figure here. I don't think I will fully assimilate into a mom role.
When you say that, I'm like, I can't imagine my dad doing that. Yeah. It's like my dad, like my stepdad, like I consider him as my dad. And I can't imagine him, I guess, taking more of a step back or like, you know.
I think that's just me being selfish. Like, I can't do mom roles. Because, like, I always think about, well, what if we don't work out? And, like, they're just like, you pretended to be my mom and you're not my mom or shit like that. I wouldn't be so hurt. So I wouldn't want to cross this line.
I would do everything as a parent, but like there would be like, we know that you're not my biological.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those were our hypothetical questions. And if I do say so myself, pretty good. Yeah. This is what happens when you film in person, but let us know what your thoughts are on some of our hypothetical questions. And if you have any, let us know. But thanks for listening and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.